The fourth part was again about the Wesley's dynasty. I've talked about Jenny Wesley, and now we are talking about, we are seeing the twins. This was an animated hologram in 3D with colors, and it was a very strange, very artistic take. Fred and George awake at night, each are, like, they have side bunks, they have beds, deux lits, comme jumeaux, in the same room, and they're each sitting up, and it's clearly the middle of the night. There's only a night lamp, in veilleuse, on the, so il y a une veilleuse à table de chevet qui les illumine, un peu en backlight, tous les deux, puis ils sont shaken, comme vraiment upset, parce qu'ils viennent se réveiller d'un rêve. Et sur les bords de l'image, un peu en train de creep in, il y a des fragments de leur rêve, que c'est des rêves de douleur, de pain, avec du deep red, puis black and like neon blue tendrils slipping in. Que c'est des leftovers de leurs rêves communs parce qu'ils ont déjà drifté et qu'ils peuvent plus drifter. They can't anymore, don't understand. Like, not for anything, not for peace, and not until it's the very last thing that might save the world, because they are clearly like PTSD, and this was traumatic for them. But they're still together and alive. I'm saying this because there was a lot of news clip accompanied with these from the Times, because I guess I thought that printed news went out of fashion in 1990, but apparently you still had them in 2000 something. So I don't really know that standings. So they had these printed headlines about whether the Wesley dynasty had died out, or whether the Wesley twins, as they called them, were dead for so long. And it was apparently a big thing that people were very afraid of. So, they're still alive. They're still so alive. The next picture with them takes us into
this hangar warehouse. The hangar is cluttered with bits and crap. It's mostly a scrapyard, to be honest, but within walls. And things are falling apart. There are breaches in the wall. There's rust everywhere. And attend in a minute. And you have, I'm amongst the pile of scrap in the dusty red. You have two figures. Like, you have, there's the light overhead that shines on this, and it's very grungy. But you have tiny figures, three tiny figures with bright yellow and red hair that are working on what, upon closer inspection, turns out to be a Jaeger robot that they're clearly handmade. They've made themselves. This is Ginny at the bottom working inside, well, in the middle, like she's working at the heart of the Jaeger. Think Escaflowne type of heart, like a big jewel heart. And you have Fred and George each working around a hand of the Jaeger as if they are putting on a glove for it. And this is clearly, like, it's the middle of the night. You can see the stars through the cracks in the walls around them. And this is last-ditch effort, but they have to try. They have to do it.